Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless. Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
All right then, it is Friday the 21st of September 2018. It is the Friday News Update, episode 43. Hello everyone. This is your weekly update of the latest tech news. And this has been an interesting week, hasn't it? Amazon have announced about 15 new Alexa products. OnePlus have announced their intentions to build a totally different new product. GoPro have announced some new cameras, and Samsung have announced an exciting mid-range phone. So, lots of stuff to get through. Let's do this. This is the Friday News Update, and first up this week, Amazon have announced a ton of new Amazon Echo devices and Alexa connected devices at an event on Thursday. That's yesterday. So, first up, they announced a brand new Echo Sub, which is not Subway's new signature sub. That is actually a subwoofer for the Amazon Echo, Echo Plus, and other Amazon Echo speakers to give it better sound quality. It'll link up with your existing smart speakers, and Amazon recommend you pair it up with two for stereo sound and that extra kick of bass from the Echo Sub. That's going to cost £120. And we've also got the Echo Input, which is a £35 dongle with microphones but no speakers. So the idea is to connect this to an existing speaker and then you can add Alexa to it, which is a great idea. This is going to get Alexa really cheaply into your home by connecting it to the speakers you already use and enjoy. So that is cool. And we've also got some redesigned versions of last year's Amazon Echo devices. So we've got a new Echo Dot, which is more like the Google Home Mini's pebble shape now, and it's got fabric sides, so it no longer looks completely ugly. It actually looks really, really nice now, and it's got improved sound quality as well, which is good because the original didn't have very good sound quality. Take it from me, I had one. So that's going to cost £50 like the original. And then we have the Echo Plus, which is £140, and that also has improved sound quality, a better design similar to the Amazon Echo's design from last year, but it's also a bit more rounded now, and it also has a temperature sensor for triggering various Alexa routines when the temperature gets to a certain value. And finally, we have the Echo Show, which is £220, but this time it no longer looks like an ugly 80s TV. It now actually looks really, really nice. It looks a bit like a big thick-ish tablet with a fabric back, and it's black and it's glossy. It's all very nice. And that also has a bigger screen, 10 inches, and we're going to get Firefox and Amazon's Silk browser on there soon, plus Skype calls, Skype video calls. So that's really cool. Other than that, we're getting the Echo Auto, which is a little thin box that you can plug into your in-car sound system and add Alexa to your car with the Echo Auto in a little shelf in your car. That is going to cost $50. No UK price yet. That is invitation only. But if you get an invite right now, you can get it for $25. So that's pretty cheap. And it uses your phone to do all the Alexa stuff. So bear in mind, it is going to use a bit of data. Then we have the Echo Wall Clock, which is a clock, but it's got some LEDs instead of the little dots to show the minutes, which will show you how long is remaining in a timer or countdown to an alarm or a reminder from your Amazon Echo, although this doesn't actually have Alexa itself. Coming soon to the US for $30. And we also have the Amazon Smart Plug, £25, bit of a bargain, that connects to Alexa and you can tell it to switch the plug on or off, and a microwave, which is $60 in the US, and that's coming on the 14th of November, unlike everything else, and that is going to be controllable with Alexa. It doesn't actually have Alexa, but you can tell it to microwave something for a certain amount of time or something like that, and there's even a button on it that triggers Alexa from across the room, so that's cool. But everything else is coming on the 11th of October. You can pre-order all of that right now. GoPro have announced some new action cameras, the Hero 7 range, and to be honest, the Hero 7 Black is the only really that exciting one. That has some improved stabilization called Hyper Smooth. In fact, they claim it's just as good as a gimbal, which is pretty impressive, so you don't need a gimbal, you can just use the camera and it will be totally stable when you get footage. You've also got this new thing called Time Warp, which uses this feature, so you can move around something and meanwhile it will stabilize all this footage, but it'll speed it up into time lapse, make it look really cool. And finally, we've also got Super Photo, which is another one of these things that improves the color of a photo. There's also easier live streaming and vertical video now. We're getting a 12 megapixel camera on the black version, 4K at 60 frames per second max. On the silver, we're getting a 10 megapixel lens and 4K at 30 frames per second maximum. And on the white version, we're getting 10 megapixel camera again, but Full HD at 60 frames per second. Black's going to cost £380, silver is going to cost £280, and the white is going to cost £180, and they're all waterproof to 10 meters. They have a touchscreen, they have voice control, and they have some kind of slow-mo. 2 times on the silver and white, and 8 times on the black. OnePlus is making a TV, which seems a bit odd. They want to bring really good picture quality and audio quality to this, and also give it some smart home functionality and AI to kind of build a different TV experience, what OnePlus think a TV should be. They're actually getting you to name it right now, which is cool. So if you want to Google OnePlus TV name, and then you'll find the forum and you might name the OnePlus TV. That would be really cool. And finally, Samsung have announced their first triple camera phone, but it's not the Galaxy S10. It is, in fact, the Galaxy A7. So this is the first sign of their new focus on making really good mid-range phones, which is good because this year's were a bit garbage. So the triple cameras, we have a 24 megapixel ordinary camera, and then we have a 5 megapixel depth camera, which is used for the background blurring, and we've also got an ultra wide angle lens, so you can take wide angle shots. So 2 features of that, the background blurring and the wide angle shots, and apparently it also takes decent photos in the dark. We've also got a 6-inch Full HD AMOLED screen, very good. We have an octa-core processor, 2.2 GHz with 4 gig of RAM, 3,300 mAh battery, and no pricing information yet, but that's coming to Europe later this year, so maybe the UK. And XDA developers have leaked some of the camera features of the Huawei Mate 20. It's going to have an underwater mode to take better photos more easily in water. It's going to have an AI cinema mode to apply live color filters to video. It's going to have an AI zoom feature to adjust the zoom of the camera for you to keep what you're pointing the camera at in the center of the video. And finally, there's going to be background blurring for video. All right then, that's it for now. Thanks for watching and goodbye.